It's one of the Rishonim. One of the very later Rishonim. He writes like an Akron almost. And he brings down a whole bunch of shittas. Some of them, Bemet, made two brachas on Hara, on Seder night. Why two brachas? No, halal, God, you don't make it, no. Not two brach achrinis, two brach rishenis. Two brach rishenis on halal. Sam rishenis, oh, very good, you make a chesed like this. Then you have luchah, semasri, you make a brach rishenis. If you make a brach rishenis, you've got a chesed in the middle. Semasri, you make two brach rishenis. Yeah, two brach rishenis. If it says you have a lucha, then you make a brach rishonah. You make a brach rishonah at the beginning of halah, but then you have a hefsek in the middle of the meal. Maybe you have a hefsek, then you have to make a new bracha because you had a hefsek. So maybe you have to make two brach rishonahs.
The same
bracha
again?
Yeah. So then says Rabbi Nadav, he disagrees on it and says you can't. And he says, because I have to, because it's like the Ran circuit, because it's instituted as part of the meal. Then the Ran itself, the Ran answers the question. The Ran answers the question, why do not have to? The Ran answers, it's not have to. The Ari says, it is.
How can you make a problem?
Why not? We don't call that halal.
Although
it is halal, and certainly you're not have to talk during that time. It is halal. It doesn't have its name as halal when we call it the name. Okay, where are you holding it, Abraham? Everyone did to the Mishnah.
Yeah.
The Mishpeh, so you also. Okay, fine. I thought that today we'll be finishing up the Chazar, but I'm pleased to hear that you all managed to go right. Okay, it's not awful. Makayim shenagu lichpoil yichpoil. There's a minig where the minig is that you say the psukim kaful. Right? What do you mean by that? We'll see you soon. Lifshake, lifshake. There's the many gears, you don't. Double it, you don't double it. The Vark Akarab Yvorich. Akarab Kimenega Medina. All depends on the Hogim of the Medina. That what we said is a minig that you don't make a bracha afterwards. That's only after the bracha. But upon of mitzvah levoich. But before there's definitely a mitzvah to make a bracha. That means you still have to make a bracha. This is talking about stam halal. Yeah, not halal on Seder night. Stam halal. Halal that you say on
one of the 18 days.
You certainly have to make a bracha beforehand. The one of the 18 days or the 21 days. Say the night. If there's a Gemara, then there's no Rishonim. The Gemara and the Rishonim say that they got diuk from your luchal that you make a bracha beforehand. It's mashma that it's not a push in any way that you make a bracha beforehand. Because the Gemara here by Yichva is somewhere Stam Halal.
I don't know if it's coming to say
No. It's a shah to Stam Halal. Every Halal. Omar Bayi Lashon Arachim, but a mitzvah, from a mitzvah of the Vark. Omar Yehuda Mashmo. Kala mitzvah is, mevarach alayim ayyvel siyosam. Every mitzvah you have to make a bracha before you do it. So may that, any mitzvah you do, you have to make a bracha before you do it. So how can you say hello without saying a bracha before us? This is referring obviously to mitzvah that mechuyif to menhagim. Maybe that. Maybe that. Oh, very good. We'll come to that. Right? But menhagim, maybe you don't need to make a bracha on, and that's why the sfadim. I was trying to tempt the mosque into answering something wrong, but he was very good. I said, hello, light. So I was 18 and say, hello, light, Rishchedesh. And then I said, no, I said that become. But hello, Rishchedesh, you only say half hello. Right? Then you say half hello, because it's only a minute to say it. And therefore, Sfadim holds you don't. don't make brachas on minhagim. So you don't make a bracha on haram. But on the mitzvah of haram, something which is like the motto so greatly said, on the 18 or 21 days, but it's a mitzvah, you're called out of yachid, came into halal, you have to make a bracha for one, because the klal is you make a bracha over, that's the yachid. Something more like, we use the word over. What does over mean? My mashma, the high over, lishna lagdumiyu. This, in the context of what you were saying, obviously over means before you say it. Obviously that's what he was saying. He was saying that before I end up, I'll have to make a bracha. How do I know? Like it says, kol mitzvah mevarech aleihem over lasiyosam. So if I didn't know any Hebrew whatsoever, in the context, so I'd have to work something out in the context, what does that even mean?
Passover.
In the context, I said, in the context of what you were saying, what does that even mean?
Before.
In the context, it means before, right? Over normally means over in the past. But in the context, what he's saying, over must mean beforehand. So where do we see in the Sukkim that this over, the word over, can mean beforehand? Where do we find such a thing? My mashma, the high over, listener like Dumiu. My mashma, from where is it clear, the high over, that this word over is a listener like Dumiu, is an expression of preempting, an expression of beforehand. So where do we see it? It says in the Pasuk, Vayorot Achimat Dech Hakiko. Vayavre Sakushi. Achimah Esuran, Derech Hakisha, Derech Hakisha, through the flame, Vayavar Esakushi. And he came in front of the Kushi. That's how we explain the Pasuk. So he went in front of him. He overtook him and went in front of him. So you see that the word over means in front of. So, means in front of. That's one pasuk. Abai Amar Mahaka, Abai brings the pasuk from the Hu Avar Lifnei. Who's that talking about? Who's the Hu? Yaakov went in front of his family when he went to greet Esau. So you see again that Avar means in front of. Ekadami Mahaka. Some learn it from here. But Yahweh Malcolm Lifnei Vashem Bereishon. So I don't know what that pasuk is talking about, but again, it means they went in front of it. It says, "Vayavoy lifneim," it went in front of them. So we see in all these expressions that the word "over" means in front of. Right. And number three. If you don't, I'm sure said you have to make brachas before you do the mitzvah. Right? He used an expression over asiyos and shalom. So we're bothered. That over obviously means beforehand. That's what he's telling us. But where does he know that expression exists? So it's based on these sukkim. They are asking. Yeah. Okay. Yeah, he could have used that lashem. He didn't. He used the lashem over. So we want. So where do we know that over means that? But why did he bring a pasuk in Shmuel and not pasuk in Bereishis? That's a good question.
Why was the third one
not
having Bereishis?
Why not? They're not trying to. You can't bring a pasuk on a mitzvah or anything.
I understand that. You know, the Torah starts. What person more knowledgeable with? Torah, probably, right? And I want to bring you a pasuk, I'll bring a pasuk from the Torah.
The order is an issue. So they bring a pasuk.
The second lesson. Abai said from him. Means the first one didn't say from the first one said from Shmuel.
The most clear. He's answering the question.
So why is it clearer? Why is it clearer than Abai? Why is Vayavet Sakushi clearer than Ro'ava Lifnei?
because the, I'm just throwing out, because the story is well known, and it was obvious that he arrived beforehand.
I was a thought of Pulsic.
Couldn't have been otherwise.
The Pulsic of Yaakov and Ether is very well known.
Yeah.
So I don't know, let me try and find out during the course of today.
Also, the Ikadam are not happy with Rishis.
Right, right. So what's wrong with that? Fight? Okay, back to the Gemara. Dara Shebavir. Sorry, I missed that. Sorry. Tanya. Rebbe Kriful Bodvoy. Rebbe was Kriful Bodvoy. Says Rashbam. What does Kriful Bodvoy mean? He would repeat Sukkim twice, but not a lot. Just a little bit. In Halel, from Eitzchol, what we do is from Eitzchol until Galilchol, every Pasuk is said twice. Now, how much we say twice is up for discussion here. Then what place did the Chalden say twice? That's like we said before, a minig where there is tilich velicho, meaning there are places where the minig is just lifshay, just oitzchol once, and eitz once, and ayoyim once, and ono once, and bochabo, and kiriyato, all once. Abaye used to, Rebbe used to say oitzchol once, me'ez, what's the other one? Evan, thank you, well done, and he used to say once, and honor only once, but when he got the Baruch Abba, then he said it twice. And that was Rebbe. And then Ben Paratam Moshe Bozvom. He added my Moshe. What did he add? I'm buying Moshe Lichpoil in the Oitzchol Lemata. From Oitzchol onwards, he doubled. And that's how many did we double twice? Now, the Gemara earlier on, which we didn't say, explained all these different sukkim of Oitzchol, who said what. There was a story that Shmuel came to be Mamlich David. Now he didn't know who he was going to be Mamlech. He didn't know who was going to be the king. So Hashem told Shmuel, go to Yishai, and he's got his kids there, and there one of them is going to be the king. And they brought in the oldest one. The other ones, eventually was Yishai. Eventually was David. And David was despised by his brothers. So, as the Gemara early on said, we didn't see that Evan Master Abayim Lemasol, Evan Master Abayim, who despised, that was David HaMelech said about himself. And so these Sukkim, which were said by Yishai, which was said by Shmuel, which was said by David and his brothers, so as covers for those Sukkim, Rabbi Lozman Parsi used to double them. Right? You know, Mishum covered Yishai, Shmuel, David HaOchid, Shamu, that they said it, Me'oitzchol Amato, Kedam and El, Kepen Eisai. That's the reason why he dominated. There's other explanations, but learning here. Yeah.
I guess I should say the Gemara and Sadi before asking this question, but just whatever, I just to throw it out there. I thought that it was strange that he included the Achim, because if anything, it's a deny on them that they despise him, and yet we're saying, you know, Evan Masah Habonim, Evan Masah Habonim, like we're like once here, we're kind of like.
It's a deny that they originally despised him, but it's quite set up for them that once he was decided to be the king, they gave him a carpet about it. They said, "Me'ita Hashem Hoisozis Allah." When once they saw that David HaMelech was the king, they said, "Yeah, Matim Me'ita Hashem Hoisozis." I mean, sometimes you can have someone who is haughty over the other person, and they'll stay that way even after the other person was chosen to be wrong. So it is covered to them in the end of the day. In the Gemara itself, I don't know if you were so aimed on all this, in the Gemara itself, it started off, there was a minute to be kriful. Then there was Rebbe who did from Baruch Abba, and then there was Yitzhak Manpalta, Rebbe Lodz Manpalta who did from Oidecha. How many minhagim are there here? Is that three minhagim? That means it's the first one, the minhag to be kaitel, different to Rabbi and Avlozim and Parsa, or Rabbi and Avlozim and Parsa's manifestation of the original statement. I don't know how you learn that.
Rashi doesn't specify,
but well done, Rashi says Kala Alan. Rashi says the minig was, that was something which we don't have, the minig was that every pasuk of Halal to repeat. Every pasuk, I guess there's just pasuk extra shevach. Every pasuk, pasuk needs to repeat. That's not the minig of Al, that's not our minig. But our minig is that Ibelozim and Parsha. Yeah. Our minig is that Ibelozim and Parsha that we repeat just from Utzva, and that's already for covered of
Form?
Yes. Fine. So the minig to be patient. It could be that minig to be patient is really also the minig of Rebbe and Rebbe, but just they were machabah the last part. But yeah, you're right. Possibility of four minhagim. Darash Abavir, Zimna Namale Mishmei De'Av, Zimna Namale Mishmei De'Av Ami. So let's read that again. Sorry, Shabavir. Avavir dashes like this. Zimnin sometimes Omalim Mishmei De'Rav. He said the name of Rav. Zimnin Omalim Mishmei De'Rav Ami. Sometimes he said in the name of Rav Ami.
Is this
called another
way?
Mishmei De'Rav Ami. Oh, that's right. You're right. Yeah. Zimnin Omalim Mishmei De'Rav Ami. Zimnin Omalim Mishmei De'Rav Ami. Yeah, quite right. My defiv. Why does it say Vayigdal Hayeled Vayigomel? Is the pasuk talking about when Yitzchok became old enough? The David so Avraham made the suit of him. So after that, Kodesh Baruch Hu lasis suda tzadikim b'yom sheyigomel chasid. Kodesh Baruch Hu is going to be making a suda for tzadikim, just like Avraham made it for Yitzchok. And so too when Hashem, I guess, brings the Geula, when B'yenshi Goma Chassid dies in Yitzchok, on the day that he finally gives the Chesed to the grandchildren of Yitzchok, he's going to make a Suda for that, for the Tzadikim. And what's going to happen there? Laka Shoichu Mishaytim after they've eaten and drank. Noisin Loi Avraham Avinu Kishol Bracha. They're going to give to Avraham Avinu the Kishol Bracha. Levoich. He's going to give him a kesha bracha to make a bracha, and he's going to say, "Eini mevarach, I can't make the bracha. Sheyatzmeni Yisrael. I don't have such perfect descendants because Yisrael went after me. Amle Yitzchak Toil Levoich. So they told Yitzchak, okay, you make the bracha. Vayimelam Eini mevarach, I can't make the bracha. Sheyatzmeni Esav. Vayimelam Yaakov Toil Levoich. So you make the bracha." I can make a bracha. I married two sisters while they were both alive. The Torah is going to forbid it. No, it's true. Then he was allowed to do it because it was before Matan Torah, it was a chutzaret, and all the truths that they give. But at the end of the day, my nisuin wasn't according to how the Torah would like it. Amalei Lemeisha Torah Berich. Amalem Eini Mevarach. I can't make a bracha. Eini Mevarach. I can't make a bracha. Shalei Zechisi Likanes Laari Es Yisrael. I wasn't zeicher to come into Yisrael lebechayai lebemeisi. Not in my lifetime. Hashem says I can't come in. And even my atzomis, even my bones couldn't come into Yisrael. Amalei Yisrael Torah Berich. So you do it. I will end any mevarach. I can't say the chisi leben. I want to say for a child. The chiv, like the pasuk says, Yeshua ben Nun. About Yeshua ben Nun, says Yeshua ben Nun. Nun benoi Yeshua benoi. In the order of Divrei Yomim, it goes. It talks about Yeshua ben Nun. It says Nun was the son of whoever the father of Nun was, and Yeshua was the son of Nun. It doesn't say anything further. It sounds like that after Yeshua ben Nun, nobody else. Yeah, he didn't have sons. So because he didn't have sons, he felt he wasn't on the statues to make a bar. Honey David, Taylor Brech. So we moved on to David. Yes, I'm going to bench. But you know I love it. And if for me it's fitting to bring to bench an Emma crazy shows Esau of Hashem Hashem Ekro. As you see that I like to praise Hashem. Says that in Tehillim. Jesus says, I will pick up a cup which in Hashem Ekro. So many years later, when they finally have the Suda to celebrate the final Gula, David HaMelech will be the one making the brachas. Top
of the previous.
What sheikh is it?
The sheikh is on the Yigmo. It starts off with the Yigmo. What, how does that have to do with Vayavor? Or does not? Right?
Yeah.
Is it because they're both words that are used in multiple contexts that are different?
No, don't use the word Yahweh.
No,
I
think the whole discussion we had over the over is
before.
Used in one way, but then in three examples it's used in a different way, so it's the Yigama.
Oh, then okay, it's another thing I have to look into. Yeah, let's look at the eye as well. Let's see some Rashbam. Rabbi Moshe Shenikba Mul Beisvoy, Moshe Rabbeinu was buried Mul Beisvoy, Rabbi Zofa Atzmeisov, his bones wasn't there to be gone to Eretz, Katzmus Yesus, not even like Atzmus Yesus, like the bones of Yesus, Shenikba Beretz, that was buried in Etzal. Kedashivis, Atzmus Yesus, covered with Shem. It says the bones of Yosef they buried in Shechem, so Moshe was even lower than Yosef.
Why wasn't Yosef given the opportunity? Why did they
why wasn't Yosef given the opportunity to bench?
He didn't offer it.
Yeah.
Aaron.
I know the same. Aaron also didn't come. Yeah, he also didn't come in. I know the same. Kyanochi made first of these, but Chutzaret, in any way, this is possible in this canon. Kyanochi made first of these, a double loss. Kyanochi made first of these, in any way, say, why do you say a double loss? Madonna and Moshe Rabbeinu said, I'm going to die, I'm not going to go in. So he said, it's going on two things. I'm going to die in Chutzaret, and even my bones, in any way, say, I'm going to die, so even after my death, I'm not going to go into the Esesol, the Yavah, Smishai, the Yavah. Nun b'nai Yisrael b'nai Mishpach is a prime, Choshev, in the children, family of prime, it says that with the Yomim, Ad Yisra, the Mishkach, Kro, Ro, Yisra, the Mishkach, Kro, Ro, Yisra. The Apostle doesn't find a son for Yisra. So you see, they didn't have a son. So, there's a place here which I still haven't managed to learn. I'll just learn it with you, but I'll have to do it properly once I've worked out pshat, because I don't have a pshat. I've the fun of mitzvah levoich. It says a mitzvah to make a bracha of a plant. The female appears to El. According to what I've explained earlier, the psukim will have a hefzik. Now the psukim is not a hefzik. It says the kuvdal, it says the psukim of halas not a hefzik. O bracha akhoina hi chasimas harishena. And the end bracha is the chasima of the rishena lo yitachin kam. Then it doesn't make sense. Deich yivarach lefonov v'lo yachdim achav. How can it be that you make a bracha beforehand and you don't make a bracha afterwards? Many days asking on the minig that you don't make a bracha afterwards. There's a minig you don't make a bracha afterwards, make a bracha beforehand. So he's asking, how can there be such a minig? How can there be such a minig that you make a bracha beforehand and no bracha afterwards? Every mitzvah, a long mitzvah, should have a bracha both before and after. So how can it be you don't make a bracha afterwards? Yeah, how can it be there's a minig that you don't make a bracha afterwards? It's not enough, he didn't make a bracha afterwards. I mean, if you would say the hal is a hefzik, so then you can't make a bracha afterwards because it's a hefzik. But if hal is not a hefzik, like you said earlier, then how can it be that there is such a minig that you don't make a bracha afterwards? That's why I understand he means to ask. It's going on the Gemara that said you certainly make a bracha beforehand.
Okay.
Yeah.
But isn't it
I would have thought of third line. I would have thought of mitzvah.
what's the last word in this room?
Marie, that's the name of the person who wrote it. Marina Abri. That was the author of the thesis.
Afrim means a little bit when the fun of means.
Yeah. 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 So I don't know. That's Nirali, there's something more in this place, which I haven't had a chance yet to learn yet, and I hope to. See, there's more than a chance for me to learn it. So that's what we're holding. Can we take this opportunity to do Chazara? We've got to the Mishnah. The next sugya is a big sugya, which I want to learn with Nukhaz and Nefesh a little. But I'd like to do Chazara of what we learned. That's a lot of important information. We've taken in a lot of important information. I'd very much like that we spend the next day, I mean today, tomorrow, on Chazar of just from the previous Mishnah till those few lines. From Moskva Loikoshishi until now it's Bobel. Spend time learning the Gemara of Ashba and go over the Tesis. This is Tesis, this Tesis, these two Tesis in, and the Rosh and Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel. That's what the main thing you should be doing. If you've got time to the Ram, all the better. But the Mishnah, from the Mishnah to the right, to the Tilana, Al Maris Bovel, the two Tesis in, and then the Rosh, Lamed Beis Lamed Gimel. If you know that, you've got a good grasp on the Sugya. Right? If you've got extra time, you can learn the Ram, it's also good. But,
what is the word Rayi Gamel? There was a discussion at the Habir's Rayi Gamel, and if you weaned it, I mean, that's where it's where it comes from. What does it exactly mean, Rayi Gamel?
You weaned him off. It was when you got weaned off the yeah.
So it's also an expression of Gamel from the father, huh? Stop drinking milk.
Right, that's there was a stage when he 2 years old. He weaned him off. It's also an expression of Gemilas Chasadim. So the Gemara of Gemara, our Gemara saying, by Yi Gomel is in Lashon Osid, so it's going on the Gemilas Chasadim that will, that Hashem is going to give us when we have Mashiach. When Mashiach comes, he's going to make a whole bunch of Chasadim for us. The Gula Shleimah is going to be tremendous amounts of Chasadim. That day when he is by Yi Gomel and he gives us the Chasadim, he's going to make a Suda for us. It's just an expression that Gemara in the Pesukim uses by Yi Gomel in the Russian Ossid. Right.
So, but what's the shortage between this, the weaning and the giving? Well, I don't understand.
Yeah, there's very often in, it's an interesting thing in Lashon HaKodesh, you'll find often expressions which are both exact opposites. Here means by Yigam means he stopped giving. That's what the positive is. He stopped giving. And use the same expression for giving. To bestow on somebody. So the pasuk may use the lashon of past tense, means that she weaned him off. They used it in the expression of vayi gomel, the lashon of offset. So
a continuation. She stopped, and then it's going to begin again.
Right, right. Ova is a good example for this. Ova is also a past, and Ova can mean future.
That's the connection?
Maybe it's connection. I don't really think so. Maybe, yeah. Actually, I wasn't thinking of that. Maybe. I had some examples. I spoke to Kunt of that once, many years ago. And he said, there's lots of those examples. I can't remember the one I spoke to him about. Where the past and the future mean opposite, but we use the same words. But Rashi in Rashi by Shemesh Bo in Tassim Vayetze brings a few examples of that. That the sun sets and Bo can also mean a rose. Also means a king. Bo. The same word can be used for two different expressions, meaning exact opposites. It's met and it came. So maybe that's all the same idea here. Right, he's gone now because she weaned him off. She didn't give him any more. Right, also used for Lashon Gemilas and Tavim. But since we use the Lashon Oshlis, Vayi, so maybe it's put together. You're saying very interesting, that's why it's put together with Olam HaMayim. It could be. I didn't think of that. I want to look around a bit. So see that I got there a bit. And let's see. No.
Right now he's taking care of a baby. I know he's defending himself. It sounds like he has it because they're not going to come up.
So she say mizar sheisom, lizar sheisom. She gonna have to say mizar sheisom. That's what you're saying. Say that. Yeah, you would say, but you say mizar sheisom. The day they wean them off from the zay sheisom. Lizar sheisom sounds like it's giving to them. The day they give them, that's a possible sound. Okay. So.
Can I
ask you
one
more
question?
Yeah.
Qualified with their house service in Bathsheba, since we are meant to be aware of his qualification, or is that aware of
it? Well, I mean, it's always caught up.
And if it seems to be a disqualification, then saying Abraham is Israel.
Kalaim is of his chotah in Eretz Yisrael. As I state in the Gemara.
Nothing.
Whoever says that David the Melech sins, it's a sin which he's Bernard's quoting, which is a bigger disqualification, is so minute that we cannot understand. So why should that disqualify?
He can look back and see what happened.
It's not just that. The point he's saying that I have Yishmael, what does he mean by that? Why did Avraham Avinu have Yishmael? Why did Yitzchak have Esau? Why didn't Yaakov have any of those? Yeah, that's right. Because it means there was something Zayim of it. There's still a bit of venom left inside from Terach. That therefore, his children couldn't be perfect. So Avraham Avinu is saying, I wasn't perfect enough to be able to meet this bracha. I still have inside me the Zayama from Terach. Top of the Melech was the Mechir of Top. Okay. Get some of the. So today, tomorrow, we'll spend time doing the Chazara, please. Ross, Lamed Beis, Lamed Gimel. Have a look at it if you want. And okay, so Chazal, what we learned, the two aspects, the two big nekudas which we focused on. The fourth cup syndrome, right? That, is it four, is it five? By the way, just for you that faces, that's on Hamad base. Rabbi, yeah? Now, the trainer thing is going on. It's not going on the mission, it's going on the Gemara.
Who said that?
Mari Akrin, at the back. Mari Akrin. He's just going on the Gemara. It's not going on the mission. Right, Tesis, which is over here, is really going on this. It's going on the Gemara. So the review of the fourth and fifth cup business, that's what we spent some time on. And then the bit of share, what exactly is it? That's Tesis and Rosh. Okay, so I will pop in tomorrow to find out how you're doing to...